All right, welcome to the Medicine Show. And this is Jason Lawrence. And it's a variety show with the goal of broadcasting healing energy with music, laughter, and perhaps some insight. We are broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That's at CITR.ca. Around the world, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. These nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless these people. We would like to give thanks for sharing so much of what they understand, stand on, and stand for. I would also like to thank the Indigenous local people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. May others learn from such courage. Thank you humbly. Tonight we are welcome singer-songwriter Niska Napoleon and owner-director of GPA Live Events Patricia Arana. And this is The Dead Weather. Will there be enough water?
Just because you called me, does that make it a sin? Yeah, just because you caught me, does that make it a sin? Out of cool water, hey! In a cool wind.
Wow, man. Far out, man. That's some heavy tunes, man. All right. That's the dead weather. Will there be enough water when your ship comes in? Mr. Oil Company Salesman, Mr. Pipeline, Mr. I don't know who's running for politics that we want out. Vote, 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 vote. This is a reminder. And so I just want to quote something. This is a quote from Turtle Island Music website, okay? So Turtle Island website is, Turtle Island Music is a company that produces all First Nations music. And so on their website it says, on the land which is known as Turtle Island flourished many great nations. Each can speak of days in which all thrived and lived in harmony with Mother Earth, fulfilling all needs with her seamless, endless bounty, providing what was needed to maintain healthy and satisfying lives. The beliefs that guided these people was a deep-rooted respect for the Creator of all things. These beliefs and values have served the inhabitants well since they were placed on Turtle Island. So our first guest tonight is young singer-songwriter named Niska Napoleon. Hello, Niska.
Tansé.
Ah, yes. A Cree storyteller, entertainer, and healer, she has had a passion for sharing her music that has driven her to pursue a career with such enthusiasm that she decided to sell everything and hit the road and play on every stage at every restaurant, bar, community, and every ear that would listen on the way. She made it all. She at one time said she had made a commitment to not turn down a request to, what was it, gig or sing?
I would not turn down a request to sing.
She went all the way to Ontario. So tell us about that journey.
So it was called the warm-up tour. I basically went across Canada with no real set plan. I had a couple of gigs planned, and a lot of the ones that I had really had big hopes for actually fell through. There was double bookings. There was just a lot of stuff like that right out of the gates. So technically, I shouldn't have been able to make it out of BC. Like, we just didn't have the money, and we just didn't have enough to keep going. And I just made a decision that I would refuse to give up. I wanted to make it to Winnipeg to attend Aboriginal Music Week. And I also wanted to make it to Barrie and jam with my idols, Digging Roots. I tweeted them and I was like, hey guys, I'm coming to see you. We're going to jam and you're going to cook for me. And they were like, all right. And so, you know, I set out to do something, and I'm not one to fail regardless of the situation. And so I actually made a decision that I was going to figure out a way to make it through, and that's exactly what I did.
And so when you called up Digging Roots and said, you're going to make me dinner, I'm Niska Napoleon, I'm coming through, I want to share my music, what was the response that you got from them, and what did they do, including dinner?
Well, see, I feel I had made an impression on them in the previous year, so it wasn't like I wasn't just some random. Like, they knew who I was when I tweeted them already.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I established that. I made my mark. So they're, you know, like, I think that's one thing. You have to be someone that they want to be around, right? So I did the groundwork. I laid the groundwork. They remembered my name. They remembered who I was. And so they were like, sure, girl, like, come on, anytime. And so I think they were surprised when I actually felt like followed through, because there was a CBC article, and that was kind of confirmation, like, this is happening. This girl's really doing it, kind of a thing. Woo. And so they're like, okay, she's, you know, she really meant that. So when I did show up, they had a wonderful dinner prepared, and I also got to spend the evening sharing stories, and just, I literally picked their brains all night and all morning. I got like the best information that I possibly could have gotten in terms of the music business and touring and this and that, and I got to jam with them, which was like the highlight of my entire tour. So it was an awesome experience.
So they are fans. I mean, you're a big fan of them, from what I understand.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, so give me just a quick second here. What I was going to ask you is, so on this journey, a couple of friends went with you, or was it just DJ?
It was DJ Cookham up until Winnipeg, and then I continued on my own.
Wow, what a journey. So right away, why don't we just take a listen to some of this music that you have produced, and then we'll talk some more about your journeys, your healing, mm-hmm. and a few different things. This is This is Niska Napoleon singing Nisky Business.
Actually, this is Rocky Mountain Rebel Music, a previous band. I wanted to start with some older stuff and then bring in a variety showcase. So this is my old band, Rocky Mountain Rebel Music from Victoria, BC, and this is Nisky Business.
How exciting. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium, October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
All right, welcome back to the Medicine Show. This is Jason Lawrence, and we are here with Niska Napoleon. Thank you for coming in, Niska. How are you doing?
Good.
Excellent. So you love making films and editing videos, and you shoot all and edit your own promo videos.
Mm-hmm.
And do makeup. I hear this is a big passion for you, is your makeup and hair and everything. This must roll into quite a good package for putting on your music, eh?
Well, I've been touring since I was 16 years old, and I'm 29 now. So I think after a certain level, especially just because I've crossed so many musical genres, from originally doing kind of like the folky, indie type venues, and then going into the reggae pub venues, and then getting into the nightclub scene, I think each different stage that you use has kind of a different requirement in terms of like putting on a full show and presenting a full package. So like some tours I don't even brush my hair depending on the style of show that I do, and some shows I have to have like full hair and makeup by professionals plus dancers plus matching outfits. So everything that I do, it just depending on what kind of song that I'm delivering and what kind of show I'm putting on, there is a whole process. And I think that like to a degree you have to be able to, you know, you pick things up, of course, when you have professional hair and makeup artists around you all the time. And especially because of who my sister is in the community, she's definitely helped me up my game since my Victoria days. So I owe a lot of my everything that I know to her.
What's your sister's name?
Quanah Style.
So Quanah, you made a family style doc. I like how you word that. A family style documentary about your transgendered sister. And that is...
The Style Sisters.
The Style Sisters. I love it. Okay. And so you hope to write a novel someday as well as a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious. Do you already have some ideas for the children's storybook already?
Yes.
I thought so. What's up with that? Can you tell us, can you give us a sneak peek into that little world?
I don't know if I really can, but it's about a girl. That's where I'll start. Okay. It's basically kind of like the same. It's going to run off in terms of like, I feel like the story that I've been trying to deliver in my music and my career has something to do with it. It's going to translate into a children's story as well. So I think just like the struggle of overcoming a lot of things and coming out of like, you know, being a hermit in a family of entertainers and just coming into your own and all the kind of things that the universe guides, and it's kind of going to be along the lines of that.
Wow.
It's basically a story of a girl and her parents, the universe, and helping her find her way.
That is great stuff that you're, you know, actually putting that, you know, don't misjudge children that they're just, you know, too young to understand spirituality, because, you know, as a child, that can be some of the most fascinating stuff.
Well, I've also been in childcare for about 9 years now, so I've been heavily influenced and
you've
constantly
been nannied
surrounded.
Or you nanny?
I wish I had a nanny. My goodness, it would have got me out of a lot of troublesome situations.
No doubt.
Well, I can't afford one. Jeez.
Well, you also quote that you live your passions and that you're going to ride that belief until the end. And so can you tell us about living your true passions and what that means to you?
I think for me, it just means living the life that I want to live. And for a long time, I got stuck in the idea of just fitting with the normal society standards and, you know, not really fulfilling my true destiny, which for me, I believe is storytelling and sharing, you know, a piece of my heart. And the way that I share that is through music and through storytelling and through just creative endeavors such as making videos and telling stories or writing stories. Sharing a piece of who I am, and I feel like, especially in terms of music, it comes through in my music, and I think that it can engage people and enlighten people in an immediate way, and you can really see it. You can see the effect that a song can have or that a performance can have on someone, and I feel as someone who grew up in a small town and who didn't necessarily get to see a lot of performers, it fed me a lot when I was able to. And so for me, even going to small communities such as reserves and stuff like that on my tour, it gave me an opportunity to go out there and meet people in communities and share my gift with them. And in a way, it was very inspiring for both of us, for the audience and for myself, to be able to give that experience to people and have it be recognized and have it be appreciated. And having the balls to just go out without having anyone know that I was coming and just do it. And I think for the best things that I've ever done have been balls out, because I made a decision that I wanted to do something and I followed through with it, and it's never not worked for me. That kind of ballsy attitude and things have pretty much gotten me everything that I've ever wanted. So
yeah,
I'm
hoping that you'll remember this quote that you said in one of your movies, because I watched a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about how you measured your about how you measured your success? Because it was quite a funny little comment. It's very cultural. It was about something about Bannock.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It didn't. Oh, what is a successful Cree to me was the question.
Oh,
a measure of a good Cree.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Is if they are all talking about your Bannock after you leave.
And everybody loves Bannock when you taste it. In case you didn't know what Bannock is, it's fry bread.
Yes, and I only really mastered the art of Bannock recently. Like this year, I finally nailed it. And so when I went home this summer, I don't think anyone knew that I could make Bannock. And there was a period when during the first couple days, someone came to the Gowanit with a moose. And so everyone went to the meat rack to start getting to work on the moose meat. And, you know, like there's ribs on the fire and there's this and there's that, cutting up meat in the dry meat rack. And I was like, okay, well, the meat's going to be ready. It's cooking. So it's time to make some Bannock. And so I gathered the kids, you know, I had a litter of kids following me around from house to house, getting all the ingredients. There's like, you know, you pick up some flour here and this and that. And then you know, everyone wants to be a part of it. It's an exciting thing, this Bannock. And so it was really awesome to be able to show everyone, you know, like I finally got it. And they wanted more. Like they never wanted me to stop making Bannock every day. They were like, so are you going to make Bannock today? Are you going to make Bannock? And so I felt really proud that I was able to do that and, you know, show them that I could like really do it. So I felt like I really became a Cree this summer.
Nice. I was reading this so that you got a merchandise package that you're also that you're building for branding and like, what would be in your merchandise package? You doing t-shirts or buttons or TDs?
I haven't finalized my merch yet. Most likely it'll be posters.
Okay. It's not done yet though.
No, they're not okay. Pressed, but I am working on a merch package for the following tour.
Which song would you like to hear next?
Well, I would like to give a versatile dynamic. So I would say let's do in the top of the section, there's a song called Best of Me.
Okay.
And it's one of my latest songs. It was actually going to be the name of the tour, but I decided against it since it's not going to be my first single.
Okay.
It's a song I wrote about my ex-boyfriend. And it's basically all the things that I wanted to say to him that I never got to say.
Here it is. Let's listen to Niska Napoleon, Best of Me. Niska Napoleon. Niska Napoleon.
That's me.
Just can't get enough of that sugar crisp. Anyway.
That's what you want to call it.
It's beautiful stuff. We're going to listen to another one of Niska right away. I'm really enjoying it. I love her voice. And we're going to talk some more about her cultural side and some healing stuff in just a minute. This next one is called Next Distraction.
Next Distraction on the Napoleon Collective EP. I wrote it to my best friend because I was sick of seeing her waste her time with loser guys. And I was like, dude, like, get, like, stop. Okay, please stop. I'm begging you to stop. I wrote the song begging you to stop. And so basically, I did. I wrote the song for her, and she knows it, and she plays it for all the guys that she dates, so they know it.
It's you called, don't treat this girl bad.
I got her back. I got her back, and I'll kick your ass if you do her wrong. So
amen,
beware.
Sister.
Beware. That's why she doesn't introduce me to any guys she's dating. She knows I have the radar. I'm like, he's not good enough. He's not good enough.
Up one side of him, down the other. All right. Did she feel kind of, did she give you a reaction on how she felt about a song being written for her? Was she kind of complimented by that?
She was definitely complimented. She was kind of like, it was a little harsh, you know, but mostly because I know it's true. I think she was like, and if above anything, she was more, you know, she took it as like a good thing, but she said it was also a little hard for me to hear. But I think that's what best friends are. They're mirrors into your life that you need to hear sometimes. So that's what I am.
Well, bless friends and their support. This is Next Distraction from Niska Napoleon. All right, Niska Napoleon.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are joined in the studio by a couple of friends and guests, Patricia Arana and Marvin Aguilar are joining us. And actually, Patricia has brought along her two lovely daughters. Thanks for coming in, girls.
Thank you very much for having us in your program.
Excellent. So, Niska, yeah. I want to talk to you a little bit more about Frisian. So, I know that, let's see. Whoa, I'm losing my stuff. Okay, so there is something, you use your voice as an ambient instrument to help people with insomnia, anxiety, and relaxation by making ASMR, which is Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a perception, a perceptual phenomena characterized by a distinct, pleasurable, tickling sensation in the head, scalp, back, or peripheral regions of the body in response to visual, auditory, tactile, olfactory, or cognitive stimuli. Can you tell us about the therapeutic use of your work and with what some of the results you've seen?
Well, I've seen a definite growing fan base. There's a huge fan base out there who love what I do. And I think if you can, it's kind of obvious. It's very apparent. It took me, I think I have had my music YouTube channel for about, I don't know, 3 years. And I've got roughly 200 and something subscribers, nearing 300, under 300 subscribers. And my ASMR channel has just over 4,000. Thousand subscribers.
I was going to say it's in the thousands.
And it's, I think it's over 700,000 views. So I think that's quite obvious. And in terms of just basic like fan mail that I get, it's very appreciated and well received. And so I definitely felt like an immediate, like as soon as I started making videos, there was a huge, you know, there was a huge fan base that people wanted it. People waited for it. People were excited and people, you know, I had a lot of fan mail that I don't even get in my music. So as in terms of how often it is. And so I just felt like because it was so effective and immediate, It felt really good to kind of be recognized for the use of my voice and for my creativity in other ways than music. And I've definitely tried to incorporate music into ASMR because I feel like, to me, there are certain healing things that ASMR can give, especially when it's not just specifically soft ASMR triggers, but musical triggers as well. And I feel like that is very powerful to be able to make someone feel safe by the way that you use your voice and make someone feel something. And I think that's really powerful. And so I definitely try to use my videos as a means for people who want to experience things that they may have not experienced before. And I feel like people can definitely recognize that in my videos, and they are kind of unique in certain ways. And I own that. I own it.
Okay. Well, I want to get back to the AMSR a little bit, and it causes something that is known as Frisian or Frizzin. I don't, you know, there's no I-O-N, but anyway, it has been shown that that some experience musical Frisian, similar to other pleasurable experiences. Frisian may be enhanced by the amplitude of the music and the temperature of the environment, and like some cool listening rooms and movie theaters may enhance the experience of that type of thing. So, Do you sit next? Tell us about the practical application. Do you sit next to someone while they're tired? Do you send them a tape? Do they listen to it?
All my ASMR is done through video. So it's pre-recorded, it's edited, it's put together, and I upload it to YouTube.
Has anybody told you about these tingling sensations on their spine that they get and goosebumps and stuff?
Mm-hmm. It's very common. That's what people generally use ASMR for. However, mm-hmm. if you use it quite often, you know, the effects wear off. You get accustomed to it, so it stops working. So in order to, you know, sometimes you need to take a break for like a month or two and come back to it, and then you may experience mm-hmm. the feelings again. But I am someone who, since I started becoming just aware of the ASMR community, I need the videos to help me sleep. Otherwise, for me, it's just having like a type of white noise in my bed when I go to sleep, because if I don't have that, my mind will keep me awake all night. And I feel like that's kind of what the ASMR community is. It's a community for people who experience the same things that you do and have, you know, the same challenges that you do. And so I think we have that in common. And so there is definitely a sense of community, but it's also a really awesome way that I can connect with people from all over the world, because people from all over the world message me. And it's really awesome to be able to know that people, well, you know, are listening to you and they're appreciating what you do. And they are, you know, like it's a way that we have something in common. And so I feel like if it's not through my music, I'm able to connect with another part of the world or use my voice to help someone. Yeah. And I feel like at the end of the day, who I am as an artist is not necessarily someone who is one way. I don't just have this one means of giving to the world. I have various means of giving to the world. And so absolutely, my goal is to use whatever means I have to give a piece of my heart. And I feel like I do that with my ASMR just as well as I do it with my music.
Well, you know, some time ago, I played a bit of a skit on this show, and it was about tickle therapy. And the skit was a comedy piece, but it comes from a legitimate discovery I made several years ago about creating the Frisian experience and the goosebumps and I was noticing some reactions, if you'll understand where I'm coming from with this, with people who are actually saying, "What is this? What's happening to me?" Mm-hmm. It was so intensely powerful. So that thing. I encourage everybody, if you check this out, get a plant, get a fern, or something really light leaves, and put it sort of like put your back to it. Put a fan on the plant so it's moving the plant around, and it tickles the back of your neck. It's like those things that go on top of your head. There's like a spider, and you push them up and down, little metal tentacles that touch and scrape your top of your head, and it feels like someone's tickling the top of your head. Incredible. Thought I'd pass that along. Tickle therapy, try it out. But I do want to mention about AMSR one more time.
ASMR.
Sorry.
Yes, autonomous sensory meridian response.
Autonomous sensory meridian response. All right. So do you, your music, that, your filmmaking, editing, this being a healer, I guess that's the main focus of your healing practices.
In terms of ASMR?
No, I'm actually curious about other things. Do you do like...
Well, no. What I mean by that is I do that with my music as well.
Right.
So,
well, I think if you've ever really
listened to, like, if you've come to an acoustic show, that's something where I really give you an in-depth kind of personal view of the artist and the process and the stories behind it. And I feel like that's really personal. And especially like the things that I write about all have to do with generally overcoming something or facing something and, you know, moving on and just becoming stronger. And I feel like that is something that heals people when they experience something, or it makes them feel something and it helps them overcome something. And that's what I'm giving them with my music, is an experience or a way to help them through an experience.
Well, I must say you've built quite an electronic press kit. Other people, young musicians, there's a lot of musicians who like to listen to the show. You know, take a look at Niska Napoleon's website and her digital carbon footprint that is all over the internet. That is doing good business. If you want to hire her for a wedding, a business conference, anything like that, look at Niska Napoleon. Did you want to have a shout out or anything?
No.
You want to say anything in Cree about the medicine show?
No, the only thing that I generally open with is Tanse, Gakyo Nuwaku Maganak, Niska Napoleon Nitsikasen. And that means all my relations. My name is Niska Napoleon.
Beautiful. All our relations. This is, we're going to listen to a song to say goodnight to Niska.
All right.
And she's going to take off. This one is called...
We're going to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I decided, you know what? We're doing like a very, a, varying styles of Niska Napoleon through the years. We've got R&B, we've got hip-hop, and we're going to end with a little bit of electro house. Because the thing that I am definitely realizing over the years is people have been trying to, you know, put me in a genre for my entire career, and that's just not who I am. It's something that I can't do. It's like asking me what type of guy I like. I'm not going to pick one type of guy. I like all types of guys, you know? And
how about
so,
the one you fall in love with eventually?
And so the same goes for my music. I like to perform. I like to perform hip-hop music. I like to perform acoustic music. I like to perform stuff that I can get down to at a dance club where people are wanting to get down and just give it up with a DJ. And this song is definitely one that I feel has been well received in the nightclubs. I gave it to a few of my DJ friends and they said they're loving it. It's a track I did with a DJ from the UK called DJ and Koki, and I think it's probably going to be released in the UK. It's called And She Goes, and I'm really happy about this collaboration.
Thank you.
It's one of the few that I've done in this genre, so.
Absolutely. Thank you, Niska Napoleon, for
Thank
coming
you.
In. And it's easily Googleable. This is DJing Koki featuring Niska, And She Goes. We are back on the Medicine Show. And we have in the studio with us right now Patricia Arana and Marvin Aguilar. And, well, in a moment, we're going to be speaking to them. She is the owner or not, she is the owner and director of GPA Live Events, which we bring directly from Puerto Rico, salsa singer Frankie Negron, which will be appearing at the Croatian Cultural Center this Friday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. And he has had lots of awards. He's been dubbed the genre's next definitive voice. So we're going to listen to one of his songs and come back and speak to Patricia and Marvin Aguilar, who has a production company called Hiscan Productions. Hiscan meaning Hispanic Canadian. And we're going to be speaking to them in a few minutes. Let's listen to Frankie Negron, which is a young Puerto Rican amazing star who does salsa. So enjoy, and we'll be right back. I think he kind of sounds like somebody famous that I've heard before. We'll be right back.
Esperar por ti, ya he perdido la noción del tiempo, pero conquistarte fue mi fin, y hoy se hizo realidad mi sueño. Era inevitable que esto iba a pasar, tú ya vas cediendo.
Thank you. fantasías que soñaba noche y día con tu cuerpo.
All right, we're back on the Medicine Show with Patricia Arana. And we're speaking with Marvin Aguilar from Hiscan Productions. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Thank you very much, Jason. Very good. Thank you for having us in your program tonight and for the invitation. So hopefully this is the first of many times.
I hope so, because from what I understand, you're quite a... like a pot of gold for resources in this town for bringing in salsa live music into the town.
Yes, thank you very much. We started about 5 years ago trying to bring live events to the city. Mainly it was for my Latin community, because we were in the need to have live events, live people, live bands coming from all over Latin America. Mm-hmm. And that was coming little by little. And then it's already 5 years we were producing and doing shows. And I'm quite happy with the response. And also we integrated as well a lot of Canadian friends through salsa music, because now it's a very, very, very... common to see a lot of people liking salsa, dancing salsa, learning salsa, and they're starting to come to our shows as well.
Well, you know what? We were just listening to Frankie Negron. Am I saying it properly, by the way? Okay, and he is going to be at the Croatian Cultural Center next Friday, and the admission is $35 for a general admission, but you can get the VIP treatment, and that has a meet and greet. And so tell us about the VIP treatment. How close can the fans get?
Well, what it means, we have a special area for VIP people. We have tables already assigned, and we do have like the meet and greet with Frankie Negron. Well, you can show by having your VIP. You know, you have your guaranteed spot. Your location is already pre-assigned, so you can arrive anytime and you will enjoy your show.
But do people actually get to meet Frankie Negron?
Yes, they do.
Ah, yes.
Yes,
Marvin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Jason. How are you?
It's good to see you again and having you in the studio. It's nice. So you're the one that introduced me to Patricia. So tell us about how you found out about this music and some of the things
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, basically.
You can actually talk directly to her.
Basically, I've had the pleasure of working with Patricia, and from the very beginning, I noticed that she was bringing international quality production to the city. And being the filmmaker and the producer that I am, I found that connection right away. And I also, speaking about the name of the Hiscan Productions, it stands for Hispanic Canadian Productions. And because of that, I felt that she was really reaching out to just more than just the Latin culture. and that was very important for me, because I think that salsa and everything that's music should be international. It should be shared by everyone. And so my idea was to come together with her and to bring her great events to another level where they needed to be. Because what she was doing, she was bringing in international, and she is bringing international quality a stardom for a price that's really unbeatable. So all of that my job was just to capture all of that and some of that essence. And I think that it's starting to get where my vision of it is, and I still think it can grow much larger than that.
You know, I think it's really exciting to have, you know, the Latin community flourishing again in Vancouver. It seemed like with all of the necessary visas and everything, it really slowed things down here. It damaged our cultural growth of the Latin community. So you were saying something about there's a lot of people learning to dance salsa, and this is an excuse to get out there and be part of the community and test out those dancing skills. So do you guys get a lot of people out there dancing in
the gigs? Yes, we have a lot of people coming. definitely it's a live dance show, so it's not a DJ playing music. It's a live experience you can get. Different beat, different rhythm, like I would say different feeling.
You know what always confuses me is that we have this joke comedians do about the white man dance, and it's where you step one way and then you step back and you just keep stepping back and forth and moving your body, just swaying a little bit. So I tried to learn the salsa move where you move forward, you move back, but you hold, then you move to the other side, and then you come back and you just wait, hold, then you move on. And it was like having that pause in the middle of the dance step of the white man step was actually quite a challenge. I literally had to spend months on just the foot movement. Pause.
But the most important is that you enjoy what are you doing.
Yeah, I like shaking the hips while I'm trying. It's like a real joke. unfortunately, we have obligations here at the radio station to put you all on hold and put some ads on. We'll be right back with Patricia and Marvin. And this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are broadcasting, podcasting, webcasting from CITR unceded Coast Salish territory. We'll be right back. This is Jason Lawrence on the Medicine Show.
The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advance polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
Weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune into the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Rain, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at CITR.ca.
Whatever.
All right, we're back on the Medicine Show, and I was just speaking to Marvin about the opportunities for people to get involved. It's not just the Latino community, by the way, that would really enjoy and benefit from these live events. So what were you saying about a challenge?
I wanted to put a challenge out there. For anybody who's a salsa lover, they already know. But for anyone who's ever considered taking classes and picking up on that vibe of dancing in general in Vancouver and that lifestyle of practicing moves and all that, I would challenge you to come out to one of these events and have a full Latin experience, like I said, with international talent. And it's something that's very exciting. If you want to know about the events, that you go to our website or that you go to hiscamproductions.com, where passion lives. And again, it's something that we enjoy doing, working with her, just because it's what can I tell you? To watch artists play their instruments and to see productions of that scale and excitement, to me, it's very enjoyable. And so I would invite everybody to come out and have a full experience.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And who can resist, right? Actually, I don't know. There's just something about a Latino gig that's just a little bit more of a party somehow, you know.
Is that because of how excited I sound?
No. Well, that adds to it, definitely.
That's good.
It's just that, like, if you've ever been to one, you know that people really, you know when you go to a Latino party and any other party around the world or whatever, I'm not sure, but parties here, people like talk and they do things and they eat dinner. But in a Latino party, people get up and they start dancing after dinner.
Yes.
Everybody starts pulling, grandma starts pulling you up and the little kids are pulling you up. You must dance.
That whole family dance.
Yeah, exactly. And it's here we got this bit of an embarrassment or the shame of, who maybe think I'm funny looking. But no, that's totally unacceptable at a Latino party. You have to dance.
No excuse.
No excuses. Can you tell us about Chino and Nacho and how well received are these famous acts here?
Yes, I'm very, very, very happy to produce for the first time in Vancouver Latino pop stars. Chino and Nacho will be here at the Massey Theater on November 7th. They are currently Billboard winners for tropical music. They are Grammy nominated. This is a big, big, big show, and we will have the chance to see them in Vancouver for the first time. They are on a Canadian tour, and for me, as a producer, is one of the biggest shows that I will be producing in the city. So I'm really, really, really invite you to see this. The quality of show that we'll be putting in will be incredible.
You know, I can't name the amount of bands that have actually gone from being boy bands to having the stars from those bands grow up to have their individual careers that have been outrageous and even topped the career of the boy band they started from. This one has got, these guys came from, you know, had great success as youngsters, and then now they're doing Los Cadillacs. Is that correct?
That's one of the part, but they are like the duo thing is Chino and Nacho.
Chino and Nacho do, and what about the Los Cadillacs? That's their band?
Their band, yes.
Yeah, because we've heard that name around here, you know? And so what about, they came to, where do they live?
They are from Venezuela, and they live in Venezuela.
And so they're here. They must be gigging at other places. What other cities are they doing?
Yes, they will be performing in Montreal, Toronto, Edmonton, and Vancouver. That's right, the cities that will be part of this tour, as name it as Universal Tour.
How did you get into this line of work? I mean, it's really exciting to be in the music thing, and especially with the big name acts. You get to meet these people?
Yes, I do.
And are you going to go to the gigs?
Of course. I have to be ensuring that every single detail is in place, everything is working, so to bring a good experience to the people who are attending the events.
Did you sort of slowly get brought into this type of work, or did you just discover it and jump right into it?
I was my beginning. As when I started as a producer,
yep.
I was invited by one good friend just to try on, and supposedly it's going to be easy, no worries, I will teach you, and then and then I've been learning on my own experience and little by little getting better, learning from each concert, improving and trying to do every time better and better, and then here I am.
Did your mentor leave you right away?
Well, after that, yes. He said, oh, you can do it. I'm like, no.
You know, let me just give some quick advice out there in Radioland. If someone ever asked you if you want to be a project manager or even a production manager and you don't know what that is, look it up before you accept it.
Yes, it does, because it's a lot of work behind so many nights without sleeping. I would say you have to sacrifice a lot of time.
Sacrifice.
Yes, nothing comes for easy.
And so, what about the GPA live events? You sort of have a theme from these two groups. They're doing salsa. Do you do mostly this type of music?
Well, mainly I love salsa, then tropical music, and also I started this year also as a producer for a stand-up comedy show. So,
do you want to do a plug for any of the other groups or events that are coming up, or do you have anything scheduled you want to talk about right now, or is it all under the hat, or what?
No, like nothing in particular. We can do something for Chini Nacho maybe. Woo-hoo. After. Yeah.
Well, that might take a minute to queue up, so we're going to listen to we're going to go right back into the native stuff. So, we're going to hear a song from Edmund Bull called Beat the Drum. I just wanted to what I read when I was doing research about him was this quote, and I just had to share it. So it says, we all know the story of the man who sat beside the trail. Then the trail grew over, and he could never find his way again. We can never forget what has happened, but we cannot look back. We cannot go back, nor can we just sit beside the trail. Our old way of life is gone, but that does not mean we should just sit back and become imitation white men. That's a Plains Cree Chief Pound Maker. So we're going to listen to, with those words of wisdom, we're going to listen to Beat the Drum by Edmund Bull. We'll be right back with Patricia, Marvin, and Patricia's lovely two children.
Thank you.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know the facts. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Embology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
All right. We are back with Marvin, Patricia. What's your name?
Gabby.
Gabby, how you doing? This is Patricia's daughter, and the other one is lying sleeping now. What's her name?
Her name is Angie.
Angie. Well, hello, Angie, even though you're asleep. It is getting late. It's the Medicine Show. We're going to listen to one more song. Marvin, what's going on with you these days?
A lot of recording. A lot recording. Of...
editing?
Grabbing. Recording of audio, video. Sticking to our slogan, where passion lives, and really trying to make that connection between the artist and the music, whether it's through, music, audio, or video. That's
where passion not only lives but comes alive on film. And what a great passionate statement to make for the company. I understand you guys got a contest for EPKs.
Yeah, we just finished a contest for EPKs.
Sorry,
basically,
kids.
What we're trying to do as a company is really be a little bit different and sort of new in the sense that when we work with an artist, we're no longer just focusing on their audio and recordings, because we feel that in the new age, you need more than that nowadays. You know, pretty
yes.
much a musician has got to be able to record his video and put it out there. And a lot of that can be very hard work. So what we're trying to do is make it reasonably a good price for them to record professional style recordings with video and in the studio. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to work directly with local artists, giving them a great deal on an EPK and putting them out there, giving them everything that they need as an artist to be able to do those things, upload videos to YouTube and look professional so that they can move on and get other gigs.
You know, this is exactly what we were talking about with Niska Napoleon in here. Check out her space. You'll see how, well, I'm not claiming that this is the way, but a good internet presence is so important these days. And what Marvin was talking about, let me sort of describe this if I understand it correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you can, for one low round price, you can go into the studio and they will record his scan productions will record your music. And so while you're sitting there playing it, they've got video cameras there recording you. So you end up looking like there's a lot of these big, famous, ultra famous people who have their music video is them recording the session in the studio with their headphones like, "We are the world." You know, they're holding the headphones on the air. Yeah, well, they actually film this and give you those style videos, high quality for actually a really reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you're talking about that, but that's Hiscan Productions, like Hispanic Canadian, and absolutely humble, wonderful people to work with. I know because I have worked side by side with a couple of these guys. And they're working with Patricia, helping her out, brought her into here. It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Any shout outs to anybody?
No. I'm just. I'm a witness of the Marvin's job, work, uh-huh. everything that he does. He's been recording for us all the live shows that we were doing and interviews and everything.
Nice.
So it's good for us because we have a good material, very good quality material. That's very
if
important.
Anybody wants a salsa band, you call Patricia Arana, and that's Arana.
Yes, it is. And I can leave my phone number for information about the shows or any upcoming shows too at 604-961-2557, 604-961-2557. Or they can visit our website at gpaevents.ca.
Right. And you can, yeah, and you can Google that if you have any problems. And as well, Hiscan Productions, if you need any events filmed,
mm-hmm,
you want to get an EPK.
Yeah.
If you contact this show for more information or Google these people, we're going to listen to a song to go out. And this is one of the acts that Patricia is bringing into Vancouver. Bless her heart for bringing such wonderful music. And this is Chino and Nacho from Los. They have their band Los Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And famous boy band, all grown up and doing some really good music. Let's listen to a remix featuring Farruko. Me voy enamorando. I'm leaving. Falling in love with you, it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, me voy enamorando.
Ah, qué bueno. Dile algo para la gente en Medicine Show.
Sí. Do you want me to tell that in Spanish, in French, or
in English? In Spanish. Say a greeting or a hello in Spanish.
Bienvenidos al Medicine Show. Bienvenido al Medicine Show. Welcome to the Medicine Show.
Thank you so much for having... thank you so much for coming on the show, Patricia, Marvin, and...
Gabriela.
Thank you. Here is Chino and Nacho. Have a great night. This is The Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca around the world. And I'd like to thank everybody listening. I'd like to thank the family, loved ones, and the creator. Have a great night.